Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. This is an emergency meeting. The date is December 15, 2022, and the time is 9:30 a.m. First roll call.
Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Second Speaker Shaw.
Present. Thank you, Clerk. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Rivard, could you take care of that for us?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Bow your heads. Just want to thank you, Father God, for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for the shelter and the warmth and the water you provide. Father God, I just ask that you keep blessing all of our folks that are in mourning and all those that are in the hospital and sick at this time, Father God. I ask for blessings for all of those that are lonely this day and during this season, Father God. And I just ask that you forgive our sins. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. We only have one thing on our agenda today, number four. Oh, first, I apologize. First, let's take care of number four, approval of minutes. You have the minutes from the December 8th, 2022 meeting in front of you. Please take a moment to review.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for the CA committee dated December 8th, 2022 as presented.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes of December 8, 2022. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, no. Thank you, committee. The minutes are approved. Next on the agenda are payables. We only have one payable to consider today. This is for the desk for the congressional chambers that we have discussed on several occasions. As most of you are aware, we've been working on this for quite some time and have encountered many difficulties with finding appropriate desks for this chambers. For those of you that are listening and aren't aware, we have somewhat of a challenging space to work within. We have a room that is long and skinny. At this time, we have card tables with tablecloths on them, which have been, you know, which have worked just fine, but the desire is to get something that is a little bit more stable, looks more presentable, something that we hope that we can take with us to a new congressional building if that ever occurs. In last week's meeting, we talked about three different options. One of them was from the Amish Crafted Furniture Incorporated Company. The desks are of high quality. They would match the podium that we have and make our chambers look much more presentable and also be something that would last and we could take with us. The second option was a company called Uline. The desks are not as sturdy, and we would spend quite a bit of money purchasing these desks that we very likely would not be able to use in the future. The third option that was presented was a custom build of a table type structure on either side of the chambers that would allow us to sort of work on the side or the front. The committee was clear, as far as I'm concerned, in what the direction they would like to take, and that would be to go with the desks that match the podium and that are of higher quality. So at this point today, I'm asking for approval from the committee to issue half of the payment, which is what this company will need in order to get started on our purchase. This also has been approved by the procurement department as a sole source purchase. And if we are to get them before session, before our spring session, that we do need to get this done as soon as possible.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rebar.
Okay, thank you. So you've kind of answered what my question was going to be regarding the sole source. So you have had conversations with procurement?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're saying that we need to approve half of the amount quoted?
Yes, and that amount would be $8,338. I will also tell you that in our meeting last week, the Amish furniture company that we have been in contact with was out of state. Since that time, we have found a company in Tulsa that is closer that would cut down on the shipping costs, of course. So we've been working with this company out of Tulsa, Amish Crafted Furniture Incorporated.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you. I'm getting a different amount because I'm including the shipping. Does this include chairs?
This does not include chairs. We're going to use our current chairs.
Okay.
I'm sure this is Trey.
Mr. Gill.
Yes, and I think it would be wise to approve the entire amount of the cost and then authorize the half amount to be distributed immediately for the down payment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gill. I appreciate that guidance.
Okay, Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the quote from Amish Crafted Furniture, Inc., sales order number 8254, in the amount of $16,916, with the approval to pay $8,458 towards the purchase of the Oakwood pedestal desks.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be voting no for this measure. As we discussed in this meeting and the previous meeting extensively, there is another out-of-state provider. There are other options for the chairs. Regardless of what procurement says, that negates this, in my opinion, as a sole source opportunity. If we're sitting at the table saying there are other providers that could provide the same service or the same product, and admittedly, one has already said that they could provide it cheaper, and that's why we sought out another company, then this is not a sole source opportunity. I understand that I can probably talk Colin Blue in the face, and that may not change the outcome of this vote, but that's how I need to vote today. So I will not be voting to approve of this because I do not believe that this counts as a sole source opportunity. There are other providers that could provide the same service. And I refuse to believe that there's nobody, no other woodworker out there that can match the stain of the podium that we currently have. I just cannot get on board for this today. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Just to clarify, the out-of-state company is not less expensive, and this option is unique in the fact that it does match, and the other quotes that we received for desks that were in no way, shape, or form to this quality. Any other discussion?
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivar, go ahead.
OK. Okay, thank you. I know that you and the staff have been working on this for a long time in detail and being very specific, and I'm fine. For the record, if you've talked to procurement and through that discussion that this follows the sole source description in their policies. So I'm going to assume you've been talking to Claire.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'll allow our budget analyst, Jordan Frazier, to kind of go over his discussions with Ms. Wood at this time.
I spoke with her yesterday because we heard from the manufacturer that there's currently a 20-week lead time, which would get the desks here sometime around May 2023, but they said if we ordered them ASAP, that the manufacturer had said they could get them to us by March 20th, which would be prior to the beginning of HUNCA session. And after discussing the details with Ms. Wood, she sent me a form to fill out for sole sourcing, and we have signed approval from procurement for the sole source.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. We have a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no.
No.
Motion passes. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Committee, thank you for your time this morning, and the meeting is now closed.